in the governors, and their life, the most outstanding thing in their lives, as I saw it, was the presence of Jesus with them, that they were in touch all the time with Jesus. They lived in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And we read in Radiant Glory, this book, just before, or maybe a year and a half, if I remember correctly, before Mrs. Robinson passed away. And speaking of this indwelling, this experience of indwelling Christ within her, she made the statement to the effect that this experience was not meant just for one, but for me. For me. And I'm sure that this experience of having the presence of Jesus with us was not meant for just a few, the gardeners or others, but for many. You and I can have the presence of God. See, not only in these meetings or on these grounds, but in our homes, as we heard, on the job, wherever we go, we can have the presence of Jesus. Because He desires to come to each one of us. And that is why He has been dealing with us, you know, these past few nights, these meetings, inwardly, so that He can have more place in our hearts. He yes. can set His presence in a greater way within our soul. That's the very purpose of what the Lord has been doing in these meetings. And we know from the scripture that God is the one who searches the heart. God never judges by the outward appearance of man. That's the way man judges. But He searches the heart. He sees the heart. He deals with us in a heart. He wants us to have a perfect heart with Him. And that's why we need this constant cleansing by the blood, by the power of the Holy Spirit, this cleansing on the inside. Oh, how we need it. How we need it. Often I hear people, you know, who have to take a bath every day. People who have to take a bath every day. And sometimes I wonder if they go to China where they don't have this water supply, they don't have the facilities where they can take a bath every day, how can they live? Oh, but how important it is that we need to take a bath on the inside every day.
Amen.
Every night.
Amen.
And everything. These past few nights to me was like taking a bath on the inside. Oh, how I need this cleansing.
Hallelujah.
This cleansing. Because there are things in me that not only that God doesn't like, but sometimes I don't like myself. Things in there. But oh, let's keep Jesus in sight all the time. He's the master builder. And He's the one that cleanses us. And He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Hallelujah.
His verse came to me this morning. You know, John the Baptist said, "For indeed I baptize you with water." And then He, who is mightier than I, who comes after, He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's what He has been doing the past in these few meetings. I was impressed in a special way this morning with that word, he shall.
Yes.
He shall. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen.
There are times we may be playing with God, but we better make sure that we don't fool with God, because He never plays games.
Yes.
Because God means business. That's why He likes people who mean business with Him.
Yes.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He shall baptize you with fire. Oh, this morning I am so thankful that He loves every one of us. We don't understand. We don't know how much He is interested in you and me, individually, each one of us. Each one of us. You know, in that prayer that we heard the other day of the Apostle Paul, that we need to be strengthened with might in the inner man by His Spirit. If you read on us, because in his prayer, the rest of his prayer, so that we might comprehend what is the breadth, the length, and the height. And then goes on to say, to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. We don't know how much Christ loves us. We don't. We don't know. We need to know that. We need to pray, oh God, show us how much you love.
Thank you.
He loves you, and He loves me. And He has a plan for each one of us. That's why He doesn't give up. That's why there's no use running away from God. As long as you love Him, as long as you love Him, you should believe that all things work together for good to them that love Him. What is this good that He's trying to bring out? If you read on in Romans chapter 8, so that we might be transformed, or conformed, rather, into the image of His Son. That's what He's doing in all of us. That's why He allows situations to come into our lives, people to come into our lives. Now, in our opinion, you know, good people, bad people, spiritual people, carnal people. Of course, we have that distinction, and we ought to recognize that. But God allows people to come into our lives so that we may be conformed into the image of His Son. And when we see that, we stop complaining, we stop blaming, we stop pointing our fingers at people. We see, oh God, it's you. God, it's you. God, it's me who needs to be changed. It's me, not the other person. Not the other person.
Jesus.
We are so apt to point our fingers, you know, to reason, and in our natural mind, you know, we are so happy to say, oh, this is unfair. This is unreasonable. Oh, this person is so mean. Yeah. that the Lord will bring us to a point where we see that all things work together for good. To them that love God. So if you love Him, He won't give you up. He won't give up on you.
Praise
the thing that I'm very thankful to God for in connection with these grounds, this program, is what God has been doing here is to really change lives.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And I thank God that every time our girls come home from camp, I see some change
praise
in their lives. And I know that they have been with Jesus. They have been in the presence of the Lord. Now, speaking of the presence of the Lord, I should have added that if we all we endeavor to be careful. I'm so glad for the prayer that Brother Bob Collins prayed the other night or last night. Oh God, carefulness. Give us greater carefulness. In one of the rooms I stayed with the faithful recently, there was this plaque or a card. Just one word. Carefulness. One word. It's on the bookshelf. Carefulness. I'm sure that if we endeavor to be more careful all the time with our words, with our thoughts, with our actions, I'm sure the Lord will set His presence within our soul more and more as we become more careful. Now, if we all endeavor to be more careful and to desire, to cherish the wonderful presence of Jesus in our soul, within ours, If we all do that, we come to these meetings on these grounds. What will it be like, even in the absence of the governors? What matters really is the presence of Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Because sooner or later, you and I will have to go. But I'm so glad that Jesus abides forever.
Hallelujah.
That His presence abides. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we can have His presence wherever we go.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I don't know what it'll be like if we can find that the presence is only on these grounds. And I don't know. How do I live the rest of the year when I'm not here for the retreat? I'm so glad we can walk in the presence of Jesus. We
Amen.
Can have the presence of Jesus when we are not on these grounds. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what God has been doing on these grounds. Really, to change lives.
Amen.
To change lives. I know not only our girls, but our people. I see from our church, when they return home from a retreat like this, I see changes in their lives. Sometimes when I suddenly realize that some changes in me too, myself. Brother Edwin was speaking of how men likes to rule in the house. Well, I was one of those men. In a way. Oh, you know, one of the things that I have insisted in our family is that our children obey their parents. They must obey. But sometimes I do it in the wrong way. I do it with a wrong attitude. And I was so easily get upset and to exercise my fatherly authority. I sang to them when they, you know, talked back to me and argued and tried to reason, but instead of listening to them, instead of trying to understand them and love them, and I would get to the point I would say, are you the father or I'm the father? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, by His grace, He has changed me.
Hallelujah. Thank
As He has changed many others.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
And one other thing, you see, we can learn a lot from our children. And one of the things I learned is to be old enough to say, I'm sorry, to our children. I found out that after I learned to say, I'm sorry, then listen to me better. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, in us, as we heard, we have to love our children. They want love. We have to show our love to them. And we shall love them equally.
Yes.
It's so easy for us to love the ones that love the Lord more, or maybe more spiritual, or better, or more obedient. We have this distinction, but we have to be patient enough to let them grow in the Lord. They need to grow in the Lord, and we all need to grow in the Lord. And we need to have the faith that God is able to change, and that God has His hand upon them. I'm so thankful, really, for this place and the people that God has placed here. Every one of you. Every one of you. Now, I'm just giving our side of the story, and I'm sure that there are any other stories, testimonies about what God has done on these grounds in the lives of the boys and the girls and adults. Let's look to Him. Let's cast ourselves upon Him. And make sure that we have the presence of Jesus with us. You know, it's not enough to be in the meeting where we have felt the presence of Jesus, and it's not enough. We must have the presence of Jesus with us all the time. All the time. In our everyday life. And that is why we are repeatedly reminded and instructed that we must let Him reign Let him have his ways. And I'm so glad that we have been led to sing this this verse. So many times, Lord, have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own ways. Have thou art the potter. I am the clay. Have thy own ways. You know, it's important because with this chorus, this cry from my heart, God can finish the good work that He has begun in us.
Lord, do it, Lord.
That's all it takes.
Glory.
We heard it. We don't have to do anything. Jesus has paid it all. We heard that. He has done it all. He has dealt with every need that you can think of in the entire humanity. Any problem, every problem that you and I have, Jesus has done it. Jesus is finished.
Praise God.
That we need to take not only the blood, but the Holy Spirit also. That is the testimony of John the Baptist. His testimony really is twofold. Firstly, He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And secondly, He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire. With fire. Time is short, and we've heard that the Lord is coming soon. And all you have to do is turn on the radio, hear the news. These are the times of the tribulation, or the great tribulation, or the beginning of the great tribulation that Jesus has spoken of. You hear these strange phenomena, you know, these toxic gases that 2 years in India that killed 2,000 people. Now recently in West Africa, this Cameroon, and this toxic gases, you know, came out of a volcanic lake. Very strange. That killed 1,500 people. And this accident, nuclear power plant in Chernobyl, in the Soviet Union, it's been estimated variously, you know, anywhere between maybe 50,000, 160,000 who will have cancer as a result of it, who will die. At least these people are being watched, you know, for a long time to come, maybe the rest of their life. Just like the victims of the atomic bomb that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Lord is coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. The question is, how we prepare ourselves for His coming, as we have heard it. Have we been baptized with the Holy Ghost? And are we willing to be baptized with fire by Him? Sometimes He allows trials and testings to come our way so that we might be baptized with fire. Of course, we have to be baptized with the Holy Spirit first. That means that we may have the power to go through the trials and the testings. And I want to read this other verse that came to me this morning when I stopped. And it's Matthew chapter 3, if you will. It's in the 12th verse, this other verse. And I have cited the 11th verse. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The next verse says, whose fan is in his hand? And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, that he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. I feel very strongly this morning that he has been doing just that in these meetings, and that he will continue to do that in the lives of those who sincerely love him, who have given themselves to him. He will continue to do it. These are the times, because he's coming soon. He has to finish his job according to his own time schedule. But we are told that we are admonished in the scripture that time is short. Therefore, redeeming the time. Another translation said, seizing up the opportunity. I'm so glad for these opportunities that we have here in these meetings where God has come and offered himself, all the provisions he has made for you and for me in order for us to come through. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Of course, the question is, do we all let him come in and reign? Do we all let him have his ways with us in our everyday life? What the Lord has done here is but just the beginning of a deeper work in all of us. We all need a greater cleansing. We all need a deeper death to ourselves, the self-life. You know, this morning as I was sitting there, I seemed like to have heard this verse say, you either let Christ reign in you or you let the devil reign in you. It's very strange. Hit me like that.
Lord, you reign.
Because if we walk after the flesh, we would allow the devil to have his place in us. And I said, oh God, I want you to reign
Amen.
In me.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want the devil to reign in me. No one wants that.
Jesus.
I want to give myself more and more to you.
Yes,
so you can
Amen.
Reign within me. So you can burn up the chaff that's still in me with your unquenchable fire. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad that he has changed me and that he is still changing me. And I believe that he has changed you and is still changing you too. And we are being conformed, therefore, into the image of Christ. We are being made more and more like Christ. But we must realize that it has to come first, inwardly. It must come inwardly. It must be an internal change, because that's what God is after. We heard last night, you know, one can be the friendliest person in the world on the outside, but on the inside you can be entirely different person. But God is after inward changes. God is after that inward Christ-likeness. He's doing just that, I feel. He has his fan in hand, and he will truly purge his poor. Well, our Lord himself has told us that he's the true wine and that the Father is the husbandman. He said, every branch that's in me that bears not fruit, meaning that refuses to change, that does not allow God to come in and to work in their lives to bring about the change that he's after, he says, he takes away. Every branch that is in me bears not fruit, he takes away. He said, every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, so that it may bear more fruit. A couple of years ago, I sent a little translation, English translation that I did there to Brother Gordon Gottner for his approval. These words are contained in a piece of Chinese calligraphy that someone gave us years back. I am told that these words were taken from Watchman Nee, some of his preachings, and someone may have heard of his name. These are the words here. God attaches more importance to what we are than what we do. True ministry is a natural outflow of the life of Christ within us. The service that counts in God's sight is our living out the life of Jesus. Consecration does not mean necessarily working for God, but rather letting God work freely in us. They that do not let God work in them cannot work for him. And I feel we are privileged to be living in a time like these. These are the end times, and the Lord is coming soon, and that we can have all of these wonderful things, this provisions that God has made for you, for me. Hold the blood. Oh, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus that can cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, if any here who is not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, that it is high time.
Dear Lord,
that you were filled with the Holy Spirit. It is high time that you let Jesus, the Son of God, Lord, baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with the fire.
Yes, Lord.
So that you and I might be conformed into the image of his Son. Oh, let
thank
him do
you,
it. Let him have his ways.
Yes,
not only in these meetings, oh, when we leave this grounds, when we go back home. Jesus, I want you to reign in me. Hallelujah. I want you to be my king. You know,
yes,
he's a wonderful king. He's a loving king. Man. He's a precious king.
Yes.
And when we get to know him a little better, we want him to be our king. We want to be in his presence more and more. That's how he draws us, and that's how he works in us, and that's how he prepares us.